The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3175. Today, we have a full celebration storytelling update in that the panel situation has been more completely filled out. Now we have a just about as complete a sense as we're going to get of what is going to be covered at Star Wars Celebration in terms of Star Wars storytelling. So we'll dig into that today. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Boyvod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So now that we have about as complete a panel lineup as possible for a Star Wars Celebration, we're going to look at it today in terms of the way that we do our monthly previews. There are 12 categories of Star Wars storytelling that we generally consider, and so that's how we're going to approach it. We'll start with movies and say that that is the one blind spot that we have right now. But there are rumors kicking around that claim that we're going to hear what the Star Wars 2025 movie is going to be. Who knows for sure? If it's going to happen, it'll be at the Lucasfilm Studio Showcase. But yeah, they've got so much TV stuff going on. And yes, there have been rumors kicking around that Patty Jenkins has been shelved again and something else is being shelved. Oh, Kevin Feige's thing is being shelved. And who knows for sure? Lucasfilm hasn't commented on these things. Those things are coming from Hollywood Trades. So yeah, more reliable generally than not. But yeah, that's something that hopefully will be revealed at Celebration. But that is one big gap in what we know. The next topic that we cover for storytelling during our monthly previews is live action storytelling, and we're going to get a whole bunch of that. We're getting the studio showcase, which will feature The Mandalorian and Ahsoka and more, so presumably stuff about the Acolyte and Skeleton Crew, and hopefully another announcement or two, which would be fantastic. And then, of course, we're getting an Ahsoka panel all by itself, which will probably include a trailer for the series. Not to mention a release date for the series, which may or may not be set in stone, as we've seen happen from time to time. On the animation front, we have two panels that are worth calling your attention to. I mean, technically three, but the other one we put in another category. So there's going to be a panel on The Bad Batch now that season two will have been done by the time we get to Celebration. And there's also going to be a 15th anniversary panel for The Clone Wars. Yeah, The Clone Wars started in 2008. Crazy to think about. And yes, Dave Filoni will be a part of that, as well as Ashley and Matt and James. And oh yeah, it's going to be a big old reunion. Should be fun. On the books front, this is, I'll get to that in a second too. There's going to be two panels at Celebration Europe/London where books are going to be discussed. One of them is a Lucasfilm publishing panel, and the other one is a High Republic panel. So you can presume that non-High Republic books are going to be talked about at the Lucasfilm publishing panel, and then High Republic books at the High Republic panel. Now, you can imagine that any novel that's being announced at either of those two panels will also have an associated audiobook situation forthcoming, and they really don't tell you very much about those audiobook situations when you're there. You actually don't really find out until about a month or so prior to the release of the book who is actually going to be narrating it, if that's the sort of thing you're into. And then the short story front, there will be short story compilations discussed at Star Wars Celebration as well. This is the thing that I was going to get all wrapped up about a little bit. It's kind of surprising to me that they have already announced the 40th anniversary collection of short stories, the From a Certain Point of View collection, already. Like, they didn't wait till Star Wars Celebration to announce it. Yes, we pretty much knew that it was coming, but they didn't wait for the announcement. And the same goes for Stories of Light and Life, which is the story collection that they've already told us was going to happen, the anthology related to the High Republic. We knew it existed. We knew it was going to be from all of the authors and take place across the spectrum of storytelling, but we didn't have a cover reveal and we didn't know that that's what it was going to be called, and they chose to reveal that too before Star Wars Celebration. So I hope that means that they've got a ton more stuff to actually reveal at Star Wars Celebration. The High Republic panel description is promising a sneak peek at Phase 3 and also reveals from Phase 2, but where this is taking place, there's not going to be a heck of a lot to reveal unless it's on the comic book side of things, which is entirely possible. And so that actually takes me to my next content category, which is comics. And there are going to be three different panels that address comic storytelling in the Star Wars galaxy. They are the High Republic panel that I just mentioned. There's going to be a Marvel Comics panel, and there's going to be a Dark Horse Comics panel. I think this is a first. I don't think we had panels from IDW when they had the all ages license from Star Wars, but now we're getting a Dark Horse one, and they are going to talk about High Republic and non-High Republic storytelling in that panel. Then there's streaming, and I guess technically maybe I should have put this in the animation category, but Young Jedi Adventures is going to have a screening at Star Wars Celebration Europe, and it will be available on one of the Disney channels, but also on Disney Plus. So I guess I've sort of lumped it into the streaming thing, but it probably really belongs in animation. That is a much younger audience skewed High Republic animation situation. But also under streaming, and yes, animation, but I definitely think it fits more in the streaming category, is Visions Volume 2. We'll be getting a panel with people from all nine of the studios, plus Lucasfilm as well. On the virtual reality side of things, there is going to be a panel related to Tales of the Galaxy's Edge. It's seeming like more of a retrospective panel. It would be wonderful if we get to hear about what they might be working on next. Hint, hint. That's not me saying I know anything. That's just me trying to give a hint to the ILM X-Lab people that, hey, that would be a great place to do it. On the video game front, it's actually surprising that there are no panels announced related to new Star Wars video game situations, but that also kind of mirrors what happened at Anaheim last year. There wasn't a panel about Jedi Survivor, and they released a trailer for Jedi Survivor during Star Wars Celebration, but there was no panel related to it. And that goes kind of counter to what happened in Chicago in 2019, where there was a Jedi Fallen Order panel there. I imagine they'll be on the exhibit floor, though, so between them and EA, basically, and ILM X-Lab, hopefully they'll have more to tell us from that venue as well. Then there's merch, and there's merch all over Celebration London, so that doesn't have anything to do with panels, and there's precious little storytelling revealed at Celebration on the merchandise side of things, so yeah. We'll not worry about that until we get there. And the last category that we cover in monthly previews is live events and experiences, and that's what Celebration is all about. So yeah, it would be a little meta to have something about the whole live experiences thing. And actually, they are going to have something about Disney and the wonderful things that they create for in-person experiences at Walt Disney World and at Disneyland out in California. So yeah, I guess there is sort of a an opportunity to check out something there panel-wise as well. So there you go. Now that the panel schedule seems to be just about completely filled out, that's the rundown of all the panels that we are looking forward to in terms of Star Wars storytelling. I'll add one more fun thing that has been announced, and it was one of those things where we're like, why haven't they announced this? Well, they finally announced it. There is going to be a 40th anniversary panel related to Return of the Jedi, and they have Ming-Na Wen as a guest, so it makes me wonder if she's the one who's going to be moderating this panel discussion. I think that's particularly fascinating, so I thought I'd share that with you too. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.